Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
And Sutherland School District Superintendent Terry Prestiani, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. Talk about what is going on with Sutherland Schools and your plans for adjustments and in-person distance learning and all those kinds of things.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle. We had been fully in. We had our grades K through 12 or pre-K through 12 in until Thanksgiving or right before Thanksgiving, which at that point we moved to comprehensive distance learning. At this particular point in time, with the governor's announcement the metrics are now advisory and the numbers dropping in the county, we're returning to our pre-K through 5. We'll be in school starting Monday, the 11th, and the secondary students, grades 6 through 12, will return on Tuesday, the 19th. Grades 6 through 12 will continue on their A-B schedule as we had prior to Thanksgiving.
And maybe for people who don't have students, explain what that A-B schedule is and why it's set up that way.
We moved this year for our secondary to a 4-day student contact week so that we could bring half of our students in one day and half of our students the next to keep the number of students in a cohort down. We've been advised and told by Oregon Health Authority and ODE that the number of students that a teacher or other students are exposed to needs to be fairly small. And the best way to do that in our particular system was to create an A-B schedule so that you're only dealing with half of the students on a daily basis.
What has it been like in the past few months to navigate this back and forth and what feels like constantly changing the situation?
Well, obviously, it's been difficult. I know it's difficult for the schools, but we know it's even harder on families and students. So sometimes the short notice, sometimes getting calls in the evening that a particular cohort needs to be quarantined has been difficult. But I think we've made it happen. Right now at this particular point in time, it is difficult. But I think everybody in the county knows it is really important that we get our kids back in school. And I think that's why you're seeing every district in the county will have their kids in school by the 25th.
And for the preparations, talk about what goes on behind the scenes to get things ready for K to 5 and that return of students in person.
Well, luckily, we've had our K through 5. We've had all of our students in person. So we've already had the practice run. So the staff and students all know what they need to do. But it really is just making sure that we're following, all the protocols that are set up by OHA and ODE, the safety protocols, and really making sure that you're limiting the exposure of students with each other and staff. So it takes a long time to plan that, including busing and everything else. So really, it's about looking at the safety of our students and staff and making sure that we keep those cohorts small.
Back in the spring, when everybody went to distance learning really quickly, everyone I've talked to has acknowledged it didn't really go all that well. Do you feel like the times in distance learning have gone better this fall?
Oh, yeah, I think there's no doubt they've gone better. I think no matter what it is you do, the more practice you have, the better you're going to get at it. And I think districts around the county all took slightly different approaches, but put into place what's best for their district. And I think we did that, although there are always shortfalls with it. And we find them, once you get into something, you find what works, and then you find some shortfalls and you try to fix that. So, yes, it is much better, but the reality is, It is not near as effective as having students in front of teachers.
Now, with the boundaries of Sutherland School District, you've gotten a lot of kids right in town there, but you've got kids that are out of ways. For the distance learning, have you found issues with families in terms of things like the quality level of their internet service, Wi-Fi, et cetera?
Yeah, definitely. We've been able to navigate through a lot of those, but it becomes really, really difficult for some particular families in areas, in outlying areas where connectivity just is not possible. We've done everything we can to those students, to bring them in through limited in-person instruction when we can do that, so that they are getting getting some instruction and not just packets or anything like that. So, yes, it is a problem. I think we've experienced that, and just doing the best we can to navigate it.
Do you worry about some kids that maybe you've had trouble, the teachers have had difficulty staying connected with?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the longer you are in the distance learning, I think the more sometimes students or many students disconnect. And so we've put a lot of different things in place. It's been different at different buildings, but a lot of phone calls. There's been a lot of home visits, those kind of things to try and limit those problems. But yeah, the longer we're in distance learning, the more difficult it becomes.
So for K to 5 on Monday, any differences from the last time they were in person?
No, I think there might be some slight building differences or classroom differences in how they may be doing a few things, but nothing has changed systemically since the last time we were in.
And what about the secondary students?
Secondary, same manner. Like I said, we were in for quite some time. I think our sixth graders had been in for well over a month. So I think they're pretty much be settled into that routine. Again, maybe a few slight changes by building, but nothing major, no.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.